Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm David Katzmeier.
Just as OLED TV screens are slowly moving their way into mainstream pricing, a new TV technology is making waves as the next big thing. It's called micro LED, and Samsung appears to be one of the one leading the charge. What's micro LED and why is it different? How is it different than OLED?
Well, so micro LED, first of all, it's not available yet. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years before we see the first ones at for sale to consumers. It's basically, think of a scoreboard, a big, you know, above like the Dallas Cowboys Stadium or whatever. It's literally millions of LEDs that make up the picture. So you'd think an LED TV is like that. You're wrong. Actually, LED TVs have an LCD plane in front of them. This is the real direct LED deal, and picture quality benefits include supreme contrast, excellent color, all the great things that you'd expect from next generation TV tech.
How is that different than OLED? Isn't OLED something like that?
Yeah, so OLED, but the difference, the main difference is one, OLED is organic, meaning that the LEDs themselves are bases, they can get a little bit degraded over time. So the one of the big things with micro LED is that they can get brighter than OLED as well. So you can pump in, since they can't get degraded, you can pump a whole bunch more energy into them. They can be a lot brighter and you can get the benefit of no burn-in. So sometimes with OLED screens—
I was about to
screens,
ask about that.
Exactly. Sometimes with OLED screens, you leave a static image up for a really long time. That can become kind of a ghost image on the screen. With micro LED, that isn't an issue.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So how much of a big deal is micro LED? Because as was mentioned in a story that we wrote recently, this is the newest, this is the first new TV technology to be commercialized in like a decade.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a long time coming.
Exactly. And LED LCD is still around. It makes the majority of TVs out there. And OLED is the new kind of, you know, kid on the block. Still a small minority of TVs are OLED right now. And the micro LED is going to be, you know, the new kid on the block, which brings, again, this extra picture quality without, you know, any of some of the issues that, you know, OLED has. So that's the promise. The issue is making these things and making them small enough. Actually, the problem is getting those LEDs to be tiny. So Samsung came out with a 75-inch 4K resolution micro LED TV at CES this year.
Which is just a prototype, right?
Absolutely. But that kind of shows that, you know, it was 146 inches last year, so that the engineers shrunk it down. I think it's a 1/1500th of a millimeter for the chip size of these little individual LEDs.
So interesting. They have to figure out a way to make it smaller so that it'll actually fit in people's houses.
You need 23 million odd individual LEDs, so getting them into a 75-inch size takes a lot of engineering.
So Samsung also made news this week about their lineup of QLEDs. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about that and also explain to me what QLED is and where it fits into this whole, I don't know, rigmarole.
It is rigmarole. It's just marketing. QLED basically means quantum dot LED. So it's just exactly like LCD TVs, just like the ones we've had for decades, but they put some quantum dots in there. Now, Samsung is the only ones that do quantum dots. Other manufacturers, TCL, Vizio, do quantum dot related TVs as well. But the idea is better color, better brightness, but it still has a lot of the issues the LED has, including viewing angle, light, lighter black levels, blooming, things like that. So, you know, again, micro LED and OLED are direct LED technologies, whereas QLED and standard LCD have this sort of, you know, a liquid crystal display layer that has some of these image quality issues.
One of the interesting things about TV trends these days is how much bigger just regular consumer TVs are getting.
Yeah.
It was mentioned the QLED lineup, for instance, they go up to what, 98 inches or something like that? But is this going to slow down or stop at some point, or is this what's convincing people to actually buy new? Is just keep getting bigger.
Yep,
we're just going to keep making them bigger, and you figure out where to put them in your house.
The big growth right now is the large screen sizes. Samsung knows that. For example, one of their big advantages over OLED TVs made by LG is that OLEDs are available in 55 and 65 inch TV sizes mainly. LCD TVs routinely get up to 75, 80 inches, as you mentioned, up to 98. So getting a standard QLED LCD, whatever you want to call it, television up to a really big screen size really isn't that inexpensive. And you can get, you know, a 75-inch, really good 75-inch TV for $1,800 now. So, you know, the prices are coming down on these large TVs. People are taking the smaller TVs, moving them to another room, taking their 75-inchers, putting them in their living room. And that's kind of really the only growth area in television right now.
Last thing that I wanted to get to was CES. We haven't had you on since then. So kind of wanted to jump into what were some of the most interesting things that you saw at the show. Mm-hmm. I thought the rollable TV from LG was probably the standout, right?
Hands down, the coolest thing. So this is OLED technology, which, as you might know from curved screens, can actually bend and roll. And the idea here is it just rolls up like a lampshade. And if you see the video, it literally just is in this box and it raises up out of this box. So there's no TV. All of a sudden, there's a 65-inch TV there. It's a really cool design, amazing technology. It's the kind of thing you can see in 5 years. Every TV will do that, you know, assuming that they have OLED.
Interesting. All right. If you want to read more about these stories, check them out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
David Katzmeier.
Thanks for listening.